systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Monday, February 8th, 2001. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And look, this is Big Fat Tony's first live show. He's
Yay.
Fucking excited. I'm fucking excited.
I thought you were going to say 2001.
2001.
I was like,
2001-0-1-0. Kitty, I will destroy your life like so many underage pregnancies. And a bad meth habit.
She got up here to eat my candy bar.
I saw that. You're lucky. We wouldn't even known except for Ustream was lagging like last week.
I know.
I'm watching shit that we did like fucking 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I see like this big cat's ass like right in her cam too there. I was like,
bitch.
A motherfucker. That little motherfucker.
Maybe we should just lock her up when we leave.
I'm going to fucking either do that or just get rid of her. Free to a good home, free to a fucking bitch, because I hope she ruins your life as much as she's ruining mine.
Okay.
Fuck. So this is episode 308, of course, the Monday Night Show. Happy Monday Fun Day, by the way.
Yay.
By the way.
Yay.
You should be watching.
Friday.
Yeah, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I got 2 days off.
That a girl.
It'll be great.
That a girl. How are days off when you only work 3 hours during your work day?
Work there.
Like
work there and you'll enjoy your days off much.
Every day's a day off.
No,
when you're Danny.
Work there and you will definitely enjoy your days off.
There's a reason I don't work in a kitchen.
Yeah, I don't know. I could use more, but after you're there for a while. I mean, if it was busy all the time, it wouldn't be so bad. But trying to occupy yourself with like stupid petty things like sweeping the walk-in floor, like
right,
you
right.
know. It's like, okay, I'm bored.
Well, you should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live, but if you're out and about, you can check out the Ustream mobile app or the iPhone Ustream mobile app, or you can check the archives.
Yeah.
Either or. It don't matter. I don't know how this is going to turn out because it's lagging all to hell, so maybe write Ustream a letter and be like, yo, fix
yo.
Your shit.
No kidding, dude. Fix I even have my
it.
Cams on pause, so there's no reason it should be lagging that bad.
Yeah, no, not at all. I just appreciate they if they fixed it. MDS says, hey, the Japanese just invested $35 million into Ustream.
Well, they need to use it.
They need to stream it. Use it, fuckers. Christ, unbelievable,
man.
Unbelievable. Guess what tomorrow is?
I don't
Dodgeball.
Know. Guess what today is?
Monday fun day.
It's my brother's 18th birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I went down to... our buddies at Temple Decor.
Wait, are we cool with your brother again? Like, is everything cool?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until he gets her knocked up again?
Right.
Right.
Went down to Temple Decor and got him a sweet deal on an industrial piercing, so I got that done for him, which is pretty cool. So.
Industrial? What's that?
You know, from the cross on your
top
of your ear.
Oh, stupid.
Well,
he's
like, I want my
that.
LeBray. And I'm like, Mikey, you had your LeBray before. You play the flute. You're going to end up taking it out.
Yeah, you can't
like,
do that. Yeah.
And I had his tongue pierced for his like 16th birthday or whatever. He took that out, and I guess he just put it back in a while ago. I'm like, I don't understand how he got it back in, but
very fucking
I was like,
painfully.
Don't fucking get something you're just gonna take out. Don't get anything around your mouth until you're not gonna play your fucking flute anymore. How's that?
Yeah, he'll always play the flute. Burger says, has he turned back gay yet?
He's.
Dating that chick, you'd think he would have.
He's like metrosexual or
no,
bisexual.
That's cheating. You can't be gay and not take a dick in the ass and or the mouth
and
or your hands.
I think he's
both
bi.
Hands. Both
he's
hands
confused,
and
okay?
the mouth.
He's confused. We'll just leave it at that.
Has he not found himself yet?
I don't think so.
Your brother's sexuality is like the first 20 episodes of The Jam Hole. Just confused, awkward, sad to listen to.
Yeah, no. I think he likes girls, but he likes boys too, so he's bi.
Well, I got an email here real quick.
Oh, yeah?
It says, subject line, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Some jerk has posted your pictures. You understand, in parentheses, you understand what kind of pictures are there. Boy, do I. And sent a link of them to all your friends. You are friends, like you're all your friends. I have already replied back, said that he is an idiot. See the link. Signed, Bryce Weiss.
Bryce Weiss.
This is some what a gay sick name. Fucking spam we're getting, you guys. You have to be fucking on your game, dude. If you saw this, chicks mostly, because a chick's not going to, like, look into it. A chick is just going to be like, oh, my God, somebody put pictures? I know what kind of pictures those are. Obviously, they're naked pictures. And sent them to all my friends? Eek! Click
oh
the
my
link.
God.
Oh, computer, pwned. Because in the link here, it goes to photobank.terfdew.cz/a-bunch-of-shit. And then get.php?email=my email address. What is get.php? What would it possibly be getting? Nothing good, I imagine. Prawn. Big fat tummy cells. Prawn. And who the hell is Bryce? Bryce is some bitch-ass spam bot.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention this because you guys probably get all the same kind of spam I do. And I'm sure you guys are all smart, but someone out there, this appeals to that social side of us that's like, oh no, this can't get out onto the internet, you know? And so you click the link, and before you know it, all your bank accounts have been drained. So they're getting trickier.
Yeah.
First, it was the package that you're not even expecting with a link that's like, hey, click this for your receipt so you can go get your package that you're not even expecting.
Yeah, no, no.
So now they're appealing to the side of us that's like, fuck, not pictures of me on the internet. But I like how in here they try to be buddy-buddy to you. They're like, I took care of it. I already replied back to them and said that they're idiots. Hey, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
thanks.
Don't do that.
Let me click this link.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, Galactor says, money, you win. Credit card at expiration, enter and win. That's how it is, and people do it. It's sad. I use Gmail, too. I actually fish this out of my spam folder. I always look in there every now and then to see if that Russian chick I was talking to a while ago, Dinara, that was her name, Dinara. I had a spam, this was before I met you, but we had some spam from this Russian named Dinara that was a bot. So I was, like, writing back to the bot to see what kind of replies I would get.
Uh-huh.
And it was so ridiculous because I was saying shit like, yeah, bitch, get up on this dill's nick. And she'd be like, so how's the weather there? And all,
oh,
like,
my God.
E-I-R, not E-R-E. And, like, silly mistakes like that. But people fall for it. You're sad and lonely. You're like, oh, here's something, you know?
Yay, someone to talk to.
Yeah, it's good stuff. People fucking fall for that shit, man.
How's the weather?
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. How are your balls?
Right?
How is your family? You are. Thank you. All right, real quick, got a What Would Jam Hole Do? This one is entitled Fresh Meat. And also, if you signed up at thejamhole.com/forms, you will see under everything else in the boards there that Dr. Brendanos went through and posted all of them. I think we're up to, this is the 15th or 16th question. So if you go to the forums, you can answer along with us. And yeah, we'll discuss.
And yeah.
Aw, man, this new organ is going to change your life.
Okay.
Put you back on your game, you know, doing it like a sex machine. Problem is, there always is, isn't there?
There's always a problem.
Problem is, there is always a problem. You are all prepped up and ready for the operation when a junior surgeon comes in and tells you he is resigning. He simply cannot work in an organization that poaches organs anymore. That donated organ of yours? It's not coming from a willing donor.
Oh.
Some fool just got his dick chopped off so you can have it. So if you leave now, you get your money back and the organ goes into a worthy, innocent orphan who will never know the truth, or perhaps a kitten, if that enhances the debate.
Hmm.
Of course, it always does. If you stay for the operation, you will forever have a real part of you on your own conscience. Where is your organ money and patience at?
Dude, well, I really
my patients are in the hospital.
Well, if it's going to, like, save my life,
no,
I don't really
it's
care.
Just going to make you fuck better, which I don't know what that's going to be for a chick. Maybe a 12-year-old virgin vagina, a vaginaectomy.
I don't know. If it was, like, going to save my life and I found out that it was...
Well, yeah, life or death, definitely. I don't give a shit who it came from because they're dead now, so it doesn't matter. I might as well live, you know?
I'm not going to take pity...
But to make me fuck more or better or more pleasurable, whatever, I don't know. Would you rather, would you feel, you personally, if this was me and you, real life shit, would you feel weird if I had like a 9-10 inch big black cock?
Yeah.
That belonged to some dude who did not willingly give it up?
I don't want a 9-10 inch cock or black cock.
Okay. Well, what if you could design the perfect cock for me?
Oh,
it'd look like mine minus the hole. Minus that weird scar I have that's in the shape of a fucking hole.
Maybe a little wider.
Oh, by the way, that's not going to heal up all the way. Oh, thanks, doc.
Did you go back to him and be like, dude, what is up with this?
Can I get some Bondo? Because it's like this. Instead of this, where the cyst was, now it's this,
where the cyst was.
And that sucks.
Would you do it? Or
I don't know. I'd like to... fancy myself a little bit of a sex machine, you know? So I don't know. What I don't think you would definitely be able to keep up if I got a better dick.
It'd be cool for a while because you wouldn't be able to use it for a good long time.
Because it'd be something different? Oh, because I'd be all laid up.
Yeah.
Why don't you like fucking me? What is your deal?
I don't like fucking that much. That's all.
I like fucking that much.
I know.
That is all.
I know.
So what's
but
the deal?
But I found
deal?
Out what your limit is.
What's
cool.
my limit?
Like 8 days straight. Then you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
For like three.
What?
Can we do 8 on, 3 off? I'm cool with that.
No.
No?
No.
Can we just do whenever I want it? Because I'm cool with that also.
Can we just do it whenever I want it?
No, because then we never do it.
We would do it.
Yeah, right. Once a month on my birthday.
What? Once a month on your birthday? Doesn't make any
sense. Once a month and on my birthday. So twice in October. Jackpot.
Woo.
God.
No, just on your birthday.
So what
October.
If you could get some rockin' tits? Like, even, could you imagine?
I'm, like,
I'm blowing my own mind right here. Could you imagine tits more rocking than the ones you're rocking?
No.
I couldn't either.
I can't, dude.
That's mind-blowing.
I don't know. Maybe 10 years from now, when I might need, like, a lift.
Right, when they're knee kickers.
Knee kickers.
You better not be.
I don't think they'll be knee kickers.
Nah.
Even if so, I will get them lifted.
We'll keep them shit strapped up, no problem. Samim says, hey, I want to propose to my wife over this channel. Can you say, Holly, will you marry David? All right. Where's Holly? Holly, come here. I'm gonna get off script just for a sec. We don't usually stray off the script here. And I'm gonna do this.
It's gonna be like the first jam hole marriage.
Where's Holly? I don't even think this is a listener. He just found us randomly. Are you a jam hole listener? If you are, what's my last name? And then I will. So.
Or what's my real name?
That is my real name.
No, what's my real name?
Or, if you don't do that, and you would like, just go to thegemhole.com/donate and give me $10. Either or.
No big deal.
Or a picture of Holly's tits.
Hey.
If they're nice. But they better be nice. They better be more rockin' than these rockin' knockers.
You can't do that.
That's gonna be in one of my rap songs. I'm gonna rap about your rockin' knockers.
Alright. Sounds good.
How I like to stick my cock in your rockin' knockers. And
you
cock
don't
back
stick
and
your cock
blasphemous.
In my rockin'... knockers, you just fucking stick your face in them. You're like, boob.
Yeah,
blah.
I do that. Guilty as charged.
Lick them constantly. It's like, all right,
I can't
dude,
help
come
it.
Come on.
So we're falling asleep last night. Check this shit out. Uh-huh. Check this mess of shit
what?
Out called my life. We're laying in bed, and I grab her hand and I put it on my dick and nuts, and she's, you know, just like chilling there with it, and we start falling asleep. And I take her hand and I remove it from my dick and nuts because I don't know if you know this or not, but sometimes when chicks are like sleeping, they'll have weird dreams. And if they're having a weird dream when your nuts and dick are in their hand, they may end up ripping your dick and nuts off. So I take them and I remove it, and she puts them back, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And all of the sudden, I get woken up by her hand tightening around my dick and nuts. And I grab her hand real quick, and I fucking move it. I move it. And all of a sudden, she clenches her fist. I'm like, oh, that was almost my... You almost ripped my dick off.
I totally jerked myself away.
You all totally jerked my dick off.
No, freaked out.
Not in the way I wanted you to.
No, I freaked out in my sleep. There was something going on. I was having some wicked weird dream, and I just, you know, sometimes you jerk yourself awake. You're like, holy shit.
That's what I was afraid of. I don't need my dick in your hand when you jerk yourself awake, you know? That's asking for trouble. Oh. Then I might need this organ transplant.
Right.
So, what are you dreaming about? Because you woke up a few times, freaked.
Last night?
Yeah. You were tripping, dude. You were fucking tripping.
I don't know. I just read a bunch of rape stories in this book last night.
Is that what it is?
Sperm wars. No, rape.
Were you
always
getting raped
dream? Rape dreams always turn into awesome sex.
Hold on.
Dreams.
Were you doing the raping in your dream? Know. And did you have a penis?
I don't know. I think I was dreaming about something I didn't like or something that was freaking me out.
So I was right to remove your hand.
Yeah,
because that one ended
toss
well.
And turn and twitch and.
Because seriously,
freak out.
I felt it tightening. I was like, no fucking way. And I was half asleep too. And seriously, dude, it was like slow-mo Matrix. And right as I moved it, it just clenched shut like a pit bull's mouth, just lockjaw and shit. And I was like, ow, you almost ripped my finger off, which was in place of where my dick previously was.
Oh, right.
So what's the deal?
I don't know.
Are you cool? Are you psychologically...
I
cool.
have weird dreams. Fuck off. I don't know. You do it too. You
and
like
you
wait.
Poop
you
a
wake
lot.
Up like when you do it though. It's so cute. You wake up. You're like, oh my god, and grab me and hug me. You're like, you kind of sound like a girl whimpering.
Yeah. If you,
I'm gonna cry.
If you could see what I was dreaming, it would make you cry too. Okay. I dream about America and it makes me cry.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, David, Holly. Listen to me. Everyone else, just listen to me too. David, is Holly really the one you want to marry? Let me tell you a little story about a chick I used to know named Holly. She was crazy. She was fucking hot, but she was fucking crazy. Is your Holly a Mexican?
Or Latino.
Or Latino. Because they say passionate, I say totally fucking nuts. Don't mistake passion for nuts. Okay, it's very dangerous. It's thin ice. You don't want to.
Every Holly I've ever known is pretty dangerous.
I know. What the fuck,
or
dude?
Stacey's. I don't know a Stacey that's not a slut.
Right?
It's weird.
It's I don't know a girl that's not a slut, and I don't know a guy that's not a dick.
Or Tanya's. Tanya's are
really?
Yeah.
Tanya Harding. Trampy. That's the only Tanya I know of.
I know. I had a hot ice cream lady named Tanya. My dad screwed her, so yeah.
So Holly, is David really the one you want to spend the rest of your life with? And why, for my own, why don't you call in 406-204-4687. Give us a call right now, and I want both of you guys on the phone, and I want to make sure that this is going to work. I don't want to see you guys get married and then get divorced. No more of that, okay? You guys don't want the gays.
Do it.
You guys don't want the gays to get married. I don't want the straights to get divorced, okay? Can we do that? So why don't you give me a call, 406-204-4687, and we'll work this out, and then she will marry you. It's right there in the chat.
It's right there in the chat. Actually, if you scroll down a little bit, it's right below the chat also.
There we go.
Da-da-da-da.
And, of course, thejamhole.com/feedback.
Yeah,
type shit, and I'll read it.
Whatever.
You guys know. I could probably stop saying that. 308 episodes.
Oh, you still get new listeners.
Come yeah, on. That's true, but then someone else can say it. They know. So while we're waiting for the phone call here, let me tell you about food.
I love food.
I know you do. You're a cook.
I
know that.
I will eat anything once.
Yeah. You will only eat it
oh,
once.
Oh, what did I bring you last the other night? Did you love it?
Those were all right.
You got to have them hot.
Yes, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's
going on?
Nothing much.
Okay, turn the feed down real quick. Is this David?
Yes, it is.
And is Holly there?
Yes, she's beside me.
Okay, how old are you guys, first of all?
27.
27?
And she's 20. She's 24.
All right. Where do you guys live at? Like, what state?
Virginia.
Virginia? All right. How long have you guys been together?
Who? Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. How long have you guys been together? Like, been dating and shit?
Four years.
4 years? And have you been living with each other for those 4 years?
For the last 2 years.
For the last two? And this is, any kids, any children involved?
No.
No, you both have no kids, no ties to anyone else, nothing like that?
Nope.
Okay, do you feel that you've gotten all of the freaky, freaky sex out of your system? Because once, I just, seriously, because once you're with this chick, like, that's it. You're with her unless she's cool with you, you know, bringing home strange.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Good.
Okay, you guys are good there? Okay, now...
Yeah.
What is the reason that you want to get married? Like, is not being together is just not enough? You want to take it to that next level, or what?
I love her. She's completes me. She's everything to me.
Okay. Are you guys religious, either of you?
No.
Okay. Now, so most people get married because they're either religious and they want, you know, the sanctity of marriage and all that bullshit. Or they're insecure and they need that ring to be like,
no,
you're mine.
It's I want it on paper so when I leave your ass, I'm taking half your shit.
Is there a prenup?
No.
Okay. So, and do you have do you both work? You both have jobs?
Yes.
Good jobs? Like, you support yourself and you're doing all right?
Yes.
Okay. So, thejamhole.com/donate. Good. Support me. Well, it sounds like you guys are ready for it. What kind of service are you guys going to have? Like, in a church, or what are you thinking?
Probably. That's where my parents got married, so
right. I'm
going to follow the tradition.
And are your parents cool with everyone? Like, her parents like you, your parents like her, all that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've gotten everything taken care of. Have you gotten a ring yet?
Yes.
Did you buy it outright or put it on layaway?
I put it on layaway.
So. Nice. I put Beats on layaway. Them shits is expensive.
I'm kind of curious. How come you just randomly picked the show to propose to her on?
Well, I've watched this show a few times, whatever it's on, and she gets a laugh out of some stuff, so I wanted to do it. I don't know.
Nice, because he asked Keith and the girl first, and they told him to go fuck himself. Well, no, that's cool, man. I'm glad you guys are doing this. You sound like you're into her. She sounds, I don't know what she sounds like, but sounds all right. So why don't you go ahead and put Holly on the phone for a sec?
Okay, hold on.
Mr. Matt, the love doctor over here. Get married in the jam hole church.
Hello? Oh, call ended. Huh, interesting. Is
weird.
There perhaps no Holly?
Maybe Holly's his hand.
Hello, this is Holly.
This is Holly. I will marry you.
Interesting. All right, well, good luck, I guess.
Well, go ahead and say it. Holly, will you marry David? There you go. Yay.
Fantastic. All right. 30.
Did he sound 27 to you?
No.
Okay, just wondering if that was just me.
But then again, do I look 29 to you?
Well, no, when I first met you, I thought you were like 24.
I know
so.
It's my camouflage.
There are kids with little voices. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Brayden doesn't look 19.
No.
All right, so here's some scary food facts that you probably need to know.
Big Fat Tony says, taco flavor kisses for Molly.
Oh, fuck. Thank you.
Flavor kisses.
All right. Let's start this off. This is broken down into categories. Let's start with fast food here. We've all heard the horror stories about fast food.
Oh, I've
food.
Worked the horror
I've
stories.
I've written some horror stories, written, directed, and or starred in some horror stories.
Go ahead and give me the worst here. Let me see if I've done
Number
it.
Number one, an average person's yearly fast food intake will contain 12 pubic hairs.
The David dude says, she said yes, thank you so much, I love you, not really, haha.
Interesting, because I don't think Holly exists, and until I get a phone call from her, I will continue to think that she just doesn't exist.
She gives taco flavor kisses.
And if she's shy, that's cool, and we wish you all the best, and you can send my wedding present to thegemhole.com/donate. Thank you. Or sign up on the forums if you're broke. Woo! So, 12...
Game over.
Game over. 12 pubic hairs a year. That's one a month. Do you ingest one a month, you think?
I don't eat fast food, so...
Would you notice if you did? Probably not. Fast food products are more likely to have human hairs, and you will never know about it. Think about all the reported cases of customers finding strands of hair in their fries. What about all the hairs that possibly ended up in your stomach that you never even noticed?
You ingest hair as it is, anyway.
Yeah, every time I go down on you.
I don't have any hair down there.
Number two, most fast food chains dip their fries in sugar to give them that deliciously golden brown hue after frying. What many of us don't realize is that some fast food fries aren't just fatty and starchy, they are also sugary. That's gross. Like you don't taste it though.
No.
Like the sugar. I mean,
I've never done that. I never did.
But it's sounding like that's how it's coming from the manufacturer, from
maybe.
The fry
grower.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be sliced, but you know, potato slices and stuff, and then soaked in sugar,
yeah,
and then dried
and then
packaged.
The fry, when you fry it, it probably dissolves all that shit.
Probably.
That's gross though. Like, what color would they be without doing that? Like, that's gross.
Well, no, I mean, they're still going to come out with like a crispy brown gold look, you know, regardless, depending on what oil
that?
You
then
use.
Then why do that?
It depends on the oil, in all honesty. If you have shitty dark oil that needs to be changed, they're going to be darker fries. If it's like gold see-through fucking oil, they're going to be gold.
It says, you know? While they don't taste very sweet, the sugars are added for other reasons. It helps develop that nice outer crispiness that can be complicated when you're... What? I don't even know what that says. Number three, the strawberry flavor contains 50 different chemicals.
Uh-huh.
In order to copy the flavor of a strawberry, fast food corporations include 50 distinct chemicals like ethyl acetate, phenethyl alkethyl, rose, and solvent. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solvent.
Bet you they put in red dye number 40.
So the next time you're craving a strawberry milkshake, take a minute and remember that it's not at
chocolate.
All strawberry.
It's cool.
And grilled chicken sandwiches and salads on fast food menus might contain beef.
What?
Chicken McNuggets contain several beef additives, disguised generally with secret names like extract or essence.
Wow.
Essence of cow butthole.
That's weird, because they advertise now that they're 100% fucking white breast meat or whatever.
Well,
you remember back when you were a kid, you get chicken nuggets and you get that gristle and like the dark meat flavored shit in it?
Big Fat Toy says, if you can't pronounce it, it can't be good. I heard that on another show I was listening to. They're like, look at the ingredients on your food, and if you can't pronounce it, it's not good for you.
I know, right?
Because that's some wicked chemical analog of what it's supposed to be. You know, but current offenders include Wendy's grilled chicken sandwich and KFC's grilled chicken sandwich. It's like just a big hamburger, a chicken flavored hamburger.
Tastes like chicken.
Hamburgers are made in huge factories. One ordinary hamburger can encompass pieces of beef from a variety of cattle from many different areas. This multiplies the risk of contamination, being that just one unhealthy cow in the group can have a major effect on making hundreds of people ill in distant regions of the country.
That's cool. The burgers I get at my work now, we actually don't order burgers. We just order fucking...
ground beef.
Yeah, 100% so you know ground beef rolls.
Well,
I make the burgers.
This is talking fast food restaurant. Yeah. Yours more bar food.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have good dishes there, too. But
Yeah. But some don't.
Yeah.
Some, it is like fast food.
Yeah, no, at McDonald's, yeah. You have a freezer full of these little burgers you have to grab by the handle
and
tap on the end of the grill to break them apart.
That's no good.
And throw them out. On the McDonald's grill, you can fit fucking... Nine quarter patties on a grill.
Hamburger patties should not double as FOF discs. They should not.
Yeah, no.
Number six, propylene glycerol used for antifreeze keeps your salad crispy.
Mm. Woo.
This chemical also comes with alerts like skin and eye irritation if exposed to the human body. What about like in the human body?
That's You're why you rinse that. It beforehand.
It is generally propylene glycerol. This might sound familiar to you because it is generally used in products like Sierra antifreeze and Astroglide for when you need to get in that asshole. You need some asshole glide.
It's something the size of like a watermelon and something the size of a lemon.
Yes. Or let's say, for instance, fitting something the size of my two fists into something the size of your vagina.
Right.
Right. And then clapping.
That would not work.
Number
would break
seven.
Your hand off.
This is the last one for fast food. You would have to walk for 7 hours straight to burn off a supersized Coke, fry, and Big Mac.
You have to walk for how long?
7 hours.
Wow.
That's healthy, huh?
Wow.
That's healthy.
That's
Fuck
why they
yeah.
took the supersize off the menu. Come
you
on.
Think? Because everyone's already supersized?
But they made the large kind of larger.
Yeah, of course they did.
Like,
they,
we just
it's
don't have
not
supersize.
In, it's not in their best interest to have a healthy weight conscious society.
You know what's sad?
They need
though?
A bunch of lazy, fat, inconvenient fucks.
Dude, down south, they have a restaurant called Triple Bypass or something.
No shit.
And the nurses are nurses. The wait staff are dressed up like nurses. Hot, like, sexy fucking nurses.
So when
and
you,
if you
conk
weigh
out?
Over, if you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat
titties.
For free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
see,
it's
that's,
all greasy, nasty, disgusting
it's
food.
Shit like that
and
that is
like
contributing to our shit.
And it was actually opened by a ex...
fat fuck?
No. Oh. It was opened by a fitness dude. A fucking, what do you call him? A
trainer?
Yeah, a
personal trainer.
A health food trainer or whatever. He just
that's
got
fucked.
Tired of like trying all these diets for different people and it's not working.
So he's like,
he just,
fuck
like,
it.
Fuck
everyone
it.
Eat as much of everything
yep.
as
like,
you can.
He's like, you only live once. Here, have
that's
whatever
disgusting.
The fuck you want.
Thank you for contributing to the downfall of our society. I appreciate
right?
that.
I need to find an article on that because it sounds so crazy.
Unless you plan to get right on the treadmill after lunch, it's probably best not to go for those extra humongous fries and drink with your disgusting bacon double cheeseburger.
Woo!
All right. Beverages and sauces. The highest priced coffee in the world comes from Save droppings. Kopi Luwak are coffee beans that come from Save poop. C-I-V-E-T is Save.
What is
I
that?
Guess? I don't know. An animal. The animals indulge on only the most exquisitely ripe berries and excrete the partly eaten beans, which are then cultivated to be sold. Kopi Luwak sells anywhere from $120 to $600 per pound.
Ew.
And primarily sold in the U.S. and Japan. So you're drinking poop. Nice. Hmm. Number nine, about one-third of bottled water contains synthetic organic chemicals, bacteria,
and
arsenic.
Woo!
Not our bottled water, but yeah. I can see how that happens.
It does.
Excuse me. In a study of over 900 bottles and 100 store brands that were tested by the National Resources Defense Council, on another note, there are also more than 115,000 human-made chemicals that are finding their way into the public water supply system, which is why
nasty.
You need to get your water from a place that does reverse osmosis on top of carbon filters, on top of UV lights, on top of more fucking sediment carbon filters, and oh, God.
Blah, blah,
our
blah,
shit is
blah, blah.
So pure. It will not
is this
have.
What it's like when I talk about working at food.
Yes.
Okay.
Pink grapefruit juice drinks may contain bugs.
Yeah.
You won't find it listed in the contents, but it's definitely there. The insects are in the shape of an ordinary food coloring named cochineal extract, carmine, or carmine's acid. The reddish colors derive from the insect known as Dasylopodus coccus Costa, whose diet is of red cactus berries. The bugs are dried up and then ground into a fine powder that is used in a lot of processed foods with pink, red, or purple tint.
Ew!
That's gross!
Good thing I don't like grapefruit.
This is going to make me never eat again. Here's one that gets me. Number 11, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Is made from dissolved fish.
I don't care. I like the. I like Worcestershire.
That's disgusting. I love Worcestershire.
It's Worcestershire.
I love Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. The world-renowned English sauce is made with liquefied anchovies. The anchovies are soaked in vinegar until they are totally melted down, bones and all.
I like anchovies. So
I
cool
do
with me.
Not. That is so foul. And now I will have that in the back of my mind if I ever eat that again.
I think we have some Worcestershire in the fridge.
I know we do because I bought it and I love it, but now maybe not so much. The phosphoric acid found in cola is so acidic that it can dissolve a nail in 4 days. The pH of soda is equivalent to the pH level of vinegar. That's what makes this the most acidic beverage that is sold. Number 13, water is reusable. Of course.
Duh.
So basically, an allotment of the water you've been drinking has already been drunk by someone else, which was drunk by someone else, which was probably
drunk by someone else.
Right.
Ew.
All right, moving on. Sweets and snacks. Number 14, jelly beans keep their shine with shellac. Huh.
Shellac? What's
shellac
that?
Is regularly associated as being a type of wood finishing material. Its common uses include furniture, guitars, and even AK-47s.
Sweet.
That special shine.
You got some jelly beans? I want to shine out my
shellac.
AK.
I know, right? Shellac is derived from the excretions of the Curia laca insect, which is native to the Thailand forest. Ugh.
Weird.
Number 15, the FDA allows bugs and rodent hair in peanut butter. That's disgusting.
That's,
FDA, thank you.
Dude.
Way to have our six, right? Fuck. The FDA allows an average of 30 or more insect fragments and one or more rodent hairs per 100 grams of peanut butter. That's disgusting.
If I get that
but
jar
you know
of
what?
Peanut butter,
you
I'm
never
be
know. You'll never know unless you read this. Now you will all know, and you're welcome for that.
I pray for the day
diet.
I find like a whole cockroach or something in a can.
Ching!
I almost ate this.
Oh my god!
Give me like $40 billion.
I got a cockroach. I got a pubic hair, and oh, what's this? A finger.
A finger.
Why is your finger bloody? Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
You don't want to worry about that.
No big deal.
Sugar derived from pure sugar cane goes through a purification process using bone char. Bone char is manufactured by using bones from cows that have died of natural causes, like rotting
like
away from mad cow disease. It's totally natural. It's fine. These bones are mostly from the countries of Afghanistan, India, and Pakistan. Huh. Interesting.
Isn't India like
a shithole? Yes,
no, it's
it
the
is.
Place where they like worship cows.
Yes, also.
So maybe those have died of natural causes. They wouldn't fuck with
yeah,
the cows.
Right? Because they're fucking gods there. Cool,
but
then
that
India.
Would suck if you came back as a cow. That's what they want to come back as.
Not in India. You have a better life than we have here, probably. Fuck.
Well, yeah, but you just walk around grazing.
And taking shit. Yeah. What do we do now? What does the majority of America do right now? They're cows. You're all cows.
Okay.
Good job.
We're cattle.
We're cattle. After being bleached by laying in the hot sun, they are then sold to exporters who in return sell them to the gelatin and sugar companies. Number 17, natural vanilla can be moderately addictive. Huh. Reason being, it causes the body to increase the levels of catecholamines known to us as epinephrine, and even more commonly, of course, adrenaline. These claims have not been documented precisely by a group of scientists, but there are several articles, of course. Number 18.
Sweet. I'm going to OD on vanilla.
On vanilla extract? Yeah.
Yeah.
Many mass-produced ice creams have seaweed in them. This does not mean a chunk of seaweed from the ocean is in your ice cream. What you will see on the label is the name carrageenan. It's a seaweed extract not added for flavor, but as a stabilizer to keep the ice cream crystal free. That's
cool.
Disgusting. Seaweed?
There's nothing wrong with seaweed.
Well, yeah, some people eat it, I guess.
Yeah, it's not.
Erato Toys says,
thing.
I'm all hopped up on vanilla extract.
I
know,
eat
dude.
And sushi, dude.
I got some top-notch VE, man. Oh, shit is killer. One drop and you are like, bam! And the last one here. Peanuts can be used for a component to make dynamite. Dynamite!
What, the glue?
Okay. Peanut oil can be produced to create glycerol, which is then processed into nitroglycerin, one of the items that make up dynamite!
Cool.
This is not usually the norm, however. There are several other ways to generate dynamite with the use of peanuts being involved.
Be like,
of course.
Sir, why do you have so much peanut butter? No big deal. No, nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
that. Don't worry.
Don't
about
judge
it.
Me.
Don't worry.
Be like, I have a dog and I'm lonely. That's why I have a lot of peanut butter.
Yeah. Beef, poultry, and fish. About 4 years ago, the FDA allowed the use of bacteriophages to fight microbes that are found on lunch meat, sausages, and hot dogs. If you are wondering what a bacteriophage is, the general term would be virus. Ooh. What this really means is that the processed turkey you eat for lunch contains a number of viruses that are being used to fight off one microbe that can be dangerous for consumption. Which is fine. We're genetically engineering microbes and viruses to do all sorts of crazy shit for us. So that's cool, whatever.
We've adapted.
Yeah,
cool.
No problem. I eat microbes for breakfast, lunch, and probably dinner.
Yeah, yeah. You need a tapeworm.
Over 90% of the salmon that is sold... Are you calling me fat?
No.
Over 90% of the salmon that is sold to us in stores is farm-raised and can contain as many as 16 more contaminants than wild salmon.
Wow.
Did you even realize that salmon are gray and not supposed to be pink? Hmm? Did you know that?
Yeah.
All right.
Unless they're kokanee salmon.
Since farm-raised do not consume their natural foods, they're given coloring agents that give them that pink color.
Yeah.
Like a crayon. That's gross, dude.
That is gross.
I don't
like pink meat fish, so yeah.
The waste produced by one chicken in its lifetime can supply enough electricity to run a 100-watt bulb for 5 hours. That's disgusting.
Wait, the what?
Chicken. Chicken shit.
Oh, okay.
All right. And delicacies. The fungus called truffles can cost $800 to $1,500 a pound.
Yep.
Of course. They are snorted out by female pigs who recognize the chemical smell from being produced by the saliva of the male pig. The exact chemical is also originated from the perspiration of human males. That's weird.
Weird.
We give off that? Is that why pigs are all about, like, trying to eat us and fuck us and shit?
Probably.
And we can use their hearts and stuff?
You dirty pig
pieces?
Fucker.
Pig fucker. 24, the largest item on any menu in the world is the roast camel.
What?
What?
Whoa.
The camel is...
Yes, sir. I would like the roast camel tonight.
Whole or half? The front half, please. No,
I want the whole thing. I got 42 fucking people over here to feed.
Just me and my big fat wife.
It's like for those Mormon families.
Yeah, no shit. The camel is stuffed with a sheep's carcass, which is stuffed with chickens, which are then stuffed with fish.
Oh,
which
God.
Are finally stuffed with eggs. This is a rare delicacy and is mostly served at Bedouin wedding feast. That is fucking disgusting.
That is...
That's like a turducken. God. It's like a... Let me see. Egg, fish... fish, egg, chick, sheep, camel?
Fish, egg, sheep, camel.
A kicken? A chish... I don't even know.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's ridiculous. You just stuff an animal with every other animal.
I know, here's an idea. I'm going to take an elephant, stuff it with a hippo, stuff with a giraffe, stuff with a zebra, stuff with a lion, stuff with a gazelle, stuff
with a bunch of other shit that's smaller than
buffalo.
That.
Yeah, just like those little Russian doll things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is my feast. That's so fucking gross.
Blah.
Big Fat Tony says, it's like Hot Pockets, stuff with Hot Pockets, stuff with more Hot Pockets!
Hot Pockets!
Dude, fuck yeah. That's
gross. Dude, I want to build their oven. That's got to be awesome.
Number 25, the toxic puffer fish delicacy called fugu.
Yes.
Fugu? Fugu?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Kills about 300 people per year.
Yep.
In spite of the meticulous measurements of expert chefs, this total remains. The Emperor of Japan can only eat fugu when it is going to be his last meal, because once he eats it, he... dies, of course.
Well, dude, I would love to try it, but I'd be scared to.
And for those expert chefs, they must also eat their own fugu once it is cooked to, you know, make sure they didn't do it. You
dude,
know, they
have to go to school for so long to be able to do that. They have to be trained by, like, the top, fucking top-notch chefs and
oh,
shit.
Yeah, I bet.
Because there's a certain way you have to cut it. There's only one fucking way you can cut it.
The only reason I know that is from that weird Futurama episode where
it's
they had the three-eyed
fish. Because I mentioned
it,
and then we watched it, and you were like, oh, my God.
No, this was before I met you.
Really?
Wasn't there like an old Simpsons or Futurama episode where it wasn't a pufferfish, but it was the three-eyed
fish,
and he ate it and got all... Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I said something to you about it a while ago, and then you were
Ty
like, really?
Ty Crom says,
then,
that's ancient practice. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
do you
that
imagine
is. That's seriously fucking...
How many chefs they went through before they got it right?
Like, I wouldn't be trying out for that, dude.
Fuck no, dude. Uh-uh. Fuck no.
I would try it. I would try, like...
In ancient China.
I'm dying.
Yeah. In ancient China and certain...
I bet you it's the best fucking fish ever.
I don't even
it's
like
gotta
fish.
It's got to be like fucking... It's got to be like the fish of the gods.
Galactor says three-eyed fish from The Simpsons. Yeah. Simpsons. Thank you.
It's got to be like the fish of the gods.
It's got to be like chicken of the sea, and if I want that, I'll just eat tuna. Bumblebee tuna. In ancient China and certain parts of India, the meat from a mouse was considered a great delicacy. Furthermore, in ancient Greece, the mouse was held sacred to Apollo. Mice were often relished by the temple priests. Because they're fucking everywhere.
Did you guys hate cats then?
Jesus,
I mean,
fuck. No shit.
You're like, we love rats, we eat cat.
Ty Crom says, if you made something, you had to try it before the royalty would eat it. Yeah. No shit, dude. Like, hey, test this. The mobsters do that too, you know, to make sure they're not being poisoned and shit.
Yeah.
Everyone has to eat before they take a bite. Which is, you know. If you're a mobster,
it's like in Rome where
maybe
the chick has to try the soup and she starts dying.
Maybe you have someone trying to kill you. I don't know. Not exactly business on the up and up, if you know what I mean. Kasu Marzu is a cheese made from sheep's milk that has cheese flies purposely added. That's
gross. I've heard of that.
This cheese is a delicacy in Sardinia and is also illegal. This dish requires protective eyewear, being that the larvae are able to jump into the air about 6 inches. The taste is potent enough to burn your tongue, and when undigested larvae can live long enough to infest in the intestine walls, causing vomiting and severe diarrhea.
Oh my god.
Why are you eating that? Stop eating that. Get that out of your mouth.
That is no.
It's in my eye. Fuck, get that out of your mouth and out of my eye.
You gotta like gear up with goggles and stuff.
I know, dude. That's
with it.
That's fucked up. If I gotta put on safety gear to cook dinner, I'm cool. I'm not eating it.
Uh-uh.
I'll eat something else. I'll go get one of those fucking fast food burgers that makes me a big fat ass. All right, and the last three here are in the category of dairy. Number 28, cheese products contain less than 51% cheese. This is truly one of the more interesting facts we've come across. Any cheese whose package states it is processed or pasteurized is most likely made from less than 51% of cheese. The other 49% would be a concoction of flavorings and concocted with additives and flavorings to give your taste buds the illusion of cheese. This guy's a horrible writer, by the way.
Yeah. Notice that.
That's why I always remember when I was a kid in the grocery store, you'd grab a thing of cheese and mom would look at it and be like, no, that says processed cheese food. You never, we were never allowed processed cheese food. We had to have like straight up cheese. She's like, the cheese
real
food.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Cheese food is more food than cheese.
Right.
So
right.
Get the real shit. 29. When Swiss cheese ferments, the bacterial chemistry creates a gas. When the gas is released, it creates bubbles that eat their way through. This is how the holes are made in your Swiss cheese. I thought it was a little Swiss dude, like, with a little stamp, like a stencil, just like, you know, putting
the
holes in
it. They're made by...
Gas. There's bacteria in there that creates a gas. The gas, you know, obviously expands, makes the bubble pops, and then you have your hole.
Cool.
That's weird. And number 30, last one. Some yogurts contain beef or pork gelatin. The gelatin used in most leading brands of yogurt is derived from beef and or pork. Many products containing glycerin or its pseudonym stearic acid have animal byproducts. Stearic acid comes from beef tallow, and glycerin comes in synthetic or natural form, but usually has beef tallow as an added ingredient. Can anyone really quick look up what beef tallow is? T-A-L-L-O-W for my own curiosity. And then to close it out here, it says, when we eat, we don't always think about where our food came from or what ingredients were used, but maybe the above facts might make you take a closer look at what you are feeding your stomachs as well as your families. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, no.
Triptyke says fat. MDS says, ding, Matt forgot the rule, never do a list longer than 5 things. Ding, MDS forgot the rule where Matt can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Ding.
Ding. Moving on. Let's talk about religion, spirituality, and your health.
All right.
Recent study out of Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, wait. Health and spirituality, same thing. Okay.
Right. Sorry.
As long as your spirit's strong, you're strong.
Well, okay? You think so? Interesting.
If you got a big faith in God.
God makes you strong.
God should return the favor. Oh, and make you strong.
Ty Crom says tallow is rendered form of beef or mutton fat processed from suey. Yeah, thank you for that.
You're throwing in more words I don't understand.
Galactor and Tychron like pasted the same definition. That's awesome. Thank you. All right, Chicago, Illinois study says increased religious involvement, including but not limited to more frequent prayer and meditation, is not associated with an improved cardiovascular risk profile or reduced cardiovascular disease events, a new study shows. Which is interesting because the findings do not support past studies suggesting better overall health among the more religious. And in fact, are you ready for this?
I'm ready, dude.
Showed that greater religiosity was linked with higher levels of obesity. I'm so religious and hungry. Oh, God. I'm so hungry, but I'm so religious. Oh, the body of Christ is so good with easy cheese on it. Oh, I just put my
And you
fat
with the squeezy frosting in the kitchen.
That's good
Who the
shit,
fuck
though.
Are you saying?
Quote, I think we were a little surprised, honestly, but we expected to see, if anything, a little bit of a protective effect. You know, from God? Really? That's so awesome. We expected to see all of that praying for us to be perfect specimens of the human body to work. It does not. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Because you leave it in God's hands. You're not doing it yourself because you're like, God will grant me. If ask and ye shall receive, you know? So I'm asking to be skinny. I'm not going to do anything about it personally, but God will make me skinny. It's fine. Quote, I would caution a little bit about the events today because it was only about 4 years of follow-up. It's a relatively short-term study, and we should revisit it when more time has passed. But if you look at the estimates, if anything, people with the highest religious participation and spirituality actually had a few more events, and even though it wasn't statistically significant, it was in the wrong direction. Huh. Interesting. That kind of goes with the same thing I was talking about, that the more religious a person is, the more, like, high and mighty they are, and the more smug they are, and the more they think their shit don't stink, and maybe the fatter they are, and the more heart attacks they'll have.
Probably.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You should be in a hurry to get to heaven. If heaven is all that, fuck, dude. If I thought that shit was real, I would be picking fights with anybody I thought could kill me. I'd be like, will you please send me home? I have a heaven to get to. Why am I wasting time in this shithole? I have heaven to get to, okay? But when it comes down to it, they aren't very sure, are they?
No.
They're sad when people die, but they're in heaven. I'm so sad because maybe they're not.
Maybe they're actually assholes.
Yeah. So this guy says that his name's Lloyd Jones. He says that religious involvement has been consistently associated with improved health habits and outcomes, with different studies showing lower smoking and mortality rates among people who attend religious services frequently. Overall, self-reported health is better among the religious, and some smaller investigations have hinted that greater religiosity is associated with improved cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. Except that it's not. So, I thought that was pretty awesome that they're like, oh, shit.
Big Fat Tony wants to know if dogs go to heaven.
Not all of them.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys remember the crazy shovel lady, right?
I do.
Let me talk about the crazy shovel guy.
Ashley had a Facebook status update about the shovel lady today.
Oh, yeah? What did it say?
It said, crazy shovel lady, I wonder where she lives, probably with 12 cats.
I'm kind of, yeah, probably crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
I would be curious to see how she lives, you know?
She's just follow like, her one
just,
day.
I mean, just to see, like, her living arrangements, what the house is like, how much clutter, like, you know, just to see, like,
the floor's probably clean. She shovels it all to the corner.
I know, right? There's no snow anywhere. I just want to see how crazy lives. That's all. So, Tulsa, Oklahoma, a man was hospitalized after attacking patrons in a Tulsa strip club with a shovel.
A shovel.
Oh, shit, son.
Let's
Why
go
are you
to the strip club with my shovel.
Right. Okay. I just came to dig some chicks. Ah!
It's like... Come on. Like Stump, or like, you know, Stump from Angry Beavers, or yes. Like Log from Ren and Stimpy, or like Pail, or no,
Plank.
What, Plank, yeah,
for sure.
Plank, yeah.
The attack was foiled by bouncers who intervened. The man walked into Night Trips with a large shovel. Police at the scene said the man started swinging the shovel at people in the club until he was stopped by club security. You think they just beat his ass and used his shovel to dig his grave?
He was trying to kill zombie strippers, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, son.
You better let him out.
Let him go, dude. You don't know. There's a place up the road that just blew their shit and their virus is coming to you. Dude, he's trying to take it out before it happens.
He knows what's up.
He probably just watched that movie and he's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my dear God.
There's a strip club right down the road. Let's go.
Night Trips bouncer subdued the man in the parking lot outside the club. He was transported by EMSA to a Tulsa hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Other than a few bruises on the bouncers, no one else was injured. There's no word as to the man's identity or his motive. Why would you
zombie
roll
strippers.
Into a... Is that it?
Zombie strippers.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's talk about cocaine.
All
real
right.
quick.
No, you know, man, you know what?
You know, a while ago, we were talking about how...
Why do we gotta talk about cocaine all the time?
Because... I know how it's fun for you.
Oh, it's so fun. I haven't done it in a year.
So?
And I still think about it all the time.
Well, that's something you need to work out personally, isn't it?
It just means I'm going to go do cocaine.
Whatever. Throw your life away. So,
oh, right.
Remember a while ago we were talking about how this shit was getting cut with some nasty shit and it was killing people, right?
Right.
Okay, well, here's a new kind of twist on it. And maybe this was the same thing, but it's happening more. I don't remember what it was cut with, but this shit... This shit right here, nigga!
This shit right here, nigga!
It was a medical mystery in the summer of 08. A man and woman, both in their 20s, and, funny enough, both cocaine users, were separately admitted to a Canadian hospital with unremitting fevers, flu-like symptoms, and dangerously low white blood cell counts. You may think AIDS. Nay, it is not AIDS. It was cocaine! Did I think that sounds familiar. I think we talked about that story. So their symptoms were consistent with a life-threatening immune system disorder called AIDS. No, called agranulocytosis. Got it? Which
Got
kills
it.
7 to 10% patients and is rare except in chemotherapy patients and those taking certain antipsychotic medications. Now, so that's in your cocaine. They're having those symptoms from this cocaine, right?
Okay.
Neither of the Canadian patients fit that bill, but they did have one thing in common, the cocaine use, of course. Quote, we were theorizing that maybe it was something in the cocaine.
Hey.
Yes, Dr. Nancy Zhu, Dr. Nancy Drew said. The medical literature didn't contain any studies linking agranulocytosis with cocaine. I got that time. However, in April of that same year, New Mexico lab had identified a small number of unexplained cases of the disorder, also in people who had snorted, injected, or smoked cocaine. Later in 2009, a few cocaine addicts in Frisco, crack smokers mostly, began displaying even stranger symptoms like dead, darkened skin. Quote, it looked like people were getting burns all over their body, says Dr. Whoa. Jonathan Graff, a rheumatologist at the U of California. Their skin was black, as if you had taken... Well, dude, it's because they were smoking crack.
Uh-huh.
Hello,
maybe.
Black people, crack.
Right. Got
White
it.
People, freebase. Black people, smoke crack. That's how it is.
I smoke rock.
it looked as if you had taken a cigarette butt to their skin, and some people it was all over on their legs and bellies. By that time, back in Canada, a toxicologist at Alberta Hospital had noticed an unusual chemical in the urine of the two cocaine-using patients, levomisole. Zoo contacted him, and they put the puzzle together. Further research revealed that levomycel, a drug that was once used to treat colon cancer, but is now reserved for veterinary use as a medication to get rid of worms, can cause agranulocytosis in humans. The burns seen on California patients who are also suffering agranulocytosis were the result of skin infections related to patients' compromised immunity. There have now been several dozen cases of cocaine-related agranulocytosis reported in North America. I got that time.
Agranulocytosis.
Acetosis, we'll call it. And one known death. Why are you cutting your shit with levomycel?
Right?
That's
don't
not
cut
nice.
It with fucked up stuff.
I'll tell you something. Dead people don't buy cocaine. So right. Maybe in your best interest, if selling cocaine is your steez, to maybe not kill all of your patients.
Why don't you just cut it
patients.
With like the normal stuff that everybody else
like
cuts it with?
Baby powder
baby
and
laxatives.
Jet fuel?
No, not jet fuel.
That's what it is up here.
No, it's mostly baby laxatives.
Last time I did it, man, that shit smelled like diesel jet fuel.
Oh, really? Wow. No, like... A lot of times up here, I've seen it's like mostly baby laxatives or like
Galactor
baking soda.
Says, but their colons were awesome. No shit.
No,
huh?
You know damn well as soon as it's got laxative in it, because like you do a couple lines, you're like, oh God, I gotta poop.
Right. It's not actually the stimulant in the cocaine that makes you need
no.
to take a dump. It's the laxative
it's
cut
no,
with.
No, like seriously, if you have to poop like right away, you're like, oh my God.
And also, cocaine shouldn't really numb you that much. That is also the laxative.
Right.
Right.
I like
so,
the numb, though.
Quote, if it's showing up in all these different places, so it's been Seattle, Frisco, Australia, Switzerland. Like, this shit is all over the place. The levomycel is becoming increasingly popular to cut cocaine and possibly heroin, is now found in 70% of all cocaine seized in the U.S. That's 09. In 08, it was 30%. In 09, 70%. That's fucked up, dude.
That is fucked
That's
up,
way
dude.
Fucked up. Unlike most cuts, usually inert or relatively harmless, substances like vitamin B and inositol, which are added by lower-level dealers who are scumbags looking to stretch supplies because they're greedy, levomycel appears to be added to cocaine from the outset in the countries of origin. So it's not even the street dealers doing it, dude. It's the manufacturers putting that shit in, which is weird because you got to ask, like, why are they doing that? The manufacturers have plenty of coke. They're not cutting it to make more, you know? So why is that going in there at the onset? Like, it's got to be something fucked up. Why is the CIA putting levomycel in the cocaine that they're selling? That's what I want to know.
Big Fat Tony says he's going to grow a cocaine tree in his yard.
Nice.
I'll come over, dude.
Nice. She will. She ain't bullshit. You better watch out. If she shows up on your door, you send her back.
No.
You send her back
after,
home.
After I take all of his cocaine
I don't want
tree.
Her after that shit, but you send her back home. I got beef.
What? You don't want me after?
No, I don't want you all cracked out. Nah, I'm good. I've
but
dated chicks like that. So I can slap the shit out of you. Yeah.
And lock me in a room to sober
Fuck,
up.
Fuck, dude. I'll knock the cocaine out of you.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, they're...
Big Fat Toy says everyone should do the coke and just fuck each other.
Sounds good. Done and done.
Let's do it.
Just Big Fat Tony for president, huh? Jerk off from way back, yeah? Forget about it. So, yeah, if it's showing up in all these different places, that's a prima facie indicator that it's happening at the highest levels of production, says Craig Reinarman, a sociologist at the University of California. He has long studied cocaine. That's weird. Is that on your resume?
Well, I've long studied
says,
the cocaine, too.
Craig, are you a sociologist at the University of California, Santa Cruz?
No, but I just do, you know, social studies on cocaine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Craig, you and, like, everybody else. Fuck,
I know, right?
I've long studied weed, heroin, cocaine, oxys, dilaudids, fentanyl, fucking mushrooms, ecstasy, Special K, fucking PCP, formaldehyde,
right, junkie.
Duster, nitrous.
Formaldehyde?
Wet sticks.
Are you dead serious?
Oh, twice, never again, ever. Oh.
What does that do?
Oh my, I don't even know.
What's a wet stick? What are you talking about?
You take a cigarette and you put it in formaldehyde, you let it dry and you smoke it.
What does it do to you?
Puts your dick in the dirt.
What does it do?
Dude, I don't even know. It felt like it lasted for hours. It was like half an hour. I went somewhere, but I never got off the couch. I freaked myself the fuck out pretty good, and I had a weird formaldehyde taste in my mouth the whole night.
Did you trip?
And then I did it again. Yeah. I tripped over my dick after it was planted in the dirt. Fucking horrible, dude. Never again.
God.
Never again.
And you did it again.
Well, twice that night, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to make sure. I had to go back to.
Was it just because it was my first time?
Yeah, I had to go back to dig my dick out of the dirt.
Hey, where'd I put
ended
it?
Ended up pulling. Yeah, Ty Crom knows wet sticks, man. That's what they called them. Sticks. Wet
That's
sticks.
That's gross, dude.
We were hanging out. I've told this story before.
Get formaldehyde?
Well, black people. No. were, come on. Seriously, though. We were hanging out with this dude, and he was a manager at one of the pizza places there, and he brought home a couple pizzas, traded them to the black people. Black people gave us two wet sticks, and we proceeded to put our dicks in the dirt.
Oh, my God, dude.
We were on a lot of ecstasy then, too, though, so maybe maybe not the best choice.
Could you just do one drug at a time, for fuck's sakes?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I cannot.
You gotta get the full effect of the one at a time, okay? And then after you know what they do separately, then you add them together, and you're like, woo!
I do not recommend formaldehyde or wet sticks, unless you're black. I think black people's bodies handle it better for some reason, because
really?
That shit fucked my world up, dude. I don't even know where the fuck I was. I'm like, this ain't Kansas. Oh, wait, this is Kansas. But this ain't Kansas, man. I am effed. I don't even know where I'm at. So anyway, yeah, be careful with your cocaine, because it's got some fucked up junk in it, so...
All right.
Moving on. Let's talk about witch hunts. Haven't had one of those in a good while. Like,
let's hunt down some witches and sacrifice them to a dragon or something.
Why the fuck not? She's a witch, Banna! Well, how do you know she's a witch? Because she looks like a witch, Banna!
Her hair's a different color.
Oh, good. A woman has been tortured by her neighbors for 2 days and forced to eat human waste before she finally gave in and confessed to practicing witchcraft. Ooh, I'll put a curse on you. I will make Jesus not come back for you. Those who beat, punched, and kicked Kali Biswakarma, 47, accused her of casting evil spells on a school teacher who had fallen ill in the village of Puertor, 40 kilometers south of Naples.
I like how they say village.
Well, it's Naples. It is a village. Like, Naples? For reals, Kathmandu, village, for sure.
What? Oh.
This isn't city, like city. This
is
like
civilization.
This is like Gilligan's Island village. This is like level one Warcraft.
I was like, this isn't happening in Naples, Florida, dude.
Yeah, no. Quote, I was victimized because I'm a poor woman, said Miss Biswakarma, who belongs to the Dalit community, the untouchables on the lowest rung of Nepal's rigid Hindu caste hierarchy. Around 35 people came to my home and took me away. That's a mob, dude. That's a mob mentality. That's
Kill
fucked up.
Kill the witch!
Burn the witch! Burn her! That sucks,
that, dude. That's like an old fucking...
It's like, if I was a witch, I would be lobbing fucking Hadouken fireballs at your asses. You're not taking me
Hadouken.
Away. I don't care how many there are, because I'm a witch.
Right?
That's my thing. That's what I do.
They throw cats at him and shit.
I know. Like, why isn't she fighting back? Because she's a fucking 50-year-old woman who's not magical.
Right? Maybe.
God, you fucking... good job. I just want to say bravo.
She's in there like stirring fucking a pot of stew.
Unbelievable.
A cauldron and shit.
Yeah, like over a cauldron because she's poor and they're like, the witch's brew. Kill us. That sucks, dude. These people are sad.
Yeah.
They trapped me in a cow shed and forced me to eat feces and drink pee-pee. The next day they cut my skin with blades, but the blades did not cut me because I am a witch. No, I could not bear the torture, and I confessed to being a witch just to save my life. That's fucked up, dude.
That sucks balls, dude.
And I bet they were religious.
Duh!
Hundreds of Dalit women...
You really have to ask.
No. Hundreds of Dalit women are thought to suffer a similar ordeal every year in Nepal, where superstition and caste-based discrimination remain rife and where most communities still operate on strict patriarchal lines. Hi, it's the 21st century calling. Oh, I can't call you because you're in the 10th century with witches and shit. Fuck.
Okay,
dude.
It's not like the Renaissance.
It is there, though. For real. It's like a fucking lost island.
The medieval days and shit. This is not the medieval times, okay?
What's going on? You wouldn't think, though, by looking at it, would you? It looks kind of medieval. Human rights campaigners say the perpetrators of such crimes are rarely brought to justice, of course, with police viewing the persecution of Dalit women as a matter for the community itself to sort out. Hey, I'm a cop. That's not my job. That's your guy. Hey, you guys go ahead and sort that out on your own, because right. I'm a cop. That's not what I do.
Yeah, I don't deal with witches.
If you need
okay.
a goat arrested, you call me.
Yeah,
I'll
do
there.
That.
But witches? No. Nah. That's not my steez. Nah. Prime Minister Madaf Khamdathnes pronounced 2010 the year to end violence against women. Oh, 2010 is the year, right? Not like 01 or 02 or 03 or 04 or 05 or 06 or 07 or 08 or 09. And not 99 or 98. Not like any of the 1900s for that matter. 2010, that's the year we end violence against women. We're doing it.
You know,
we're going to start with witches.
Laid.
We're going to burn all the witches. And then we'll end violence.
You get sex more if you're nicer to the women.
Witches or not, they want to fuck. Quote, superstitions are deeply rooted in our retarded society, and the belief in witchcraft is one of the worst forms of this. Witchcraft or God or Buddha or whatever the fuck, you know.
You just go there and be like, I believe in whatever the fuck you believe in. How's that?
Done.
Done. What do you do?
People.
I'll do it.
Can we evolve together? All of us, maybe. No child left behind, right? Come on. Quote, such traditional practices cannot be wiped away overnight. You've had over 100 years, guys. Fuck. We haven't gone on witch hunts since. Well, never
Aww,
mind.
Look at your kitty.
I'm going to beat that
saying.
Kitty's
She's
ass.
She's so cute. You can't beat her. Look at her. I hate her sometimes, but she's so fucking cute. I can't help it.
Stupid cat.
I need to throw a penny at her real quick.
Thank you. Please.
Kitty.
Please do that.
I did that.
The Women's Rehab Center says it has documented at least 82 cases in 2 years in which women who were tortured by neighbors on charges of witchcraft. Can someone just go there and be like, yo, witches, not real.
Right.
Except on Halloween. That's where they get their power from Satan.
Ah.
All hail Satan.
Oh my God.
Quote, I'm still afraid because some of the people who tortured me are still in the village, she said. I have lost my dignity, but I've not given up hope. I will fight for justice. This is a fight you will not win. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, dude.
Yeah.
All right. A couple more stories here before we call it a night. This one. Are you ready for this? A 26-year-old Buffalo man is accused of keeping a runaway 13-year-old girl locked in his home for nearly 6 months
and
having full sex more than 100 times.
Nice. He's
Buffalo
Bill.
She's a witch.
Buffalo Bill, yo.
No shit.
Buffalo Bill.
Michael J. Abdallah of Thomas Street was charged Friday with second-degree rape, unlawful imprisonment, and custodial interference. He was taken from the house in handcuffs. Abdallah allegedly kept the girl locked inside his apartment where she was forced to babysit Abdallah's one-year-old son. Oh, cool. So you kidnap a 13-year-old, you fuck her, and you make her babysit your one-year-old. Cool, dude. Cool. Wait till that one-year-old turns 13. Then you can fuck him, too, right?
Yeah.
Abdallah is not married.
How does he lock her in there? Is it like a lock on the outside?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Abdallah is not married, and it's unclear who is the boy's mother. Of course, maybe the 13-year-old. You don't know. The apartment had no doorknobs, and the exit door could only be opened using a key to two deadbolt locks. That's fucked up, dude. That's like some Dungeon Master shit.
That's effed. Triptyke, that's fucked up.
Triptyke says it puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. The apartment had no doorknobs. Of course, Abdallah allegedly began having sex with the runaway more than a year ago. The victim was kept inside the locked apartment from July through December. Abdallah also was charged with neither here nor there, but unlawful possession of marijuana. Can we blame the weed?
Oh, dude.
I smoked weed and it made me kidnap a 13-year-old.
Oh, I got high and I wanted to put my dick in a 13-year-old.
I had to rape her. Watch this. You guys want to see me? Oh, thanks. You. Fuck. Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Good job, Ustream. Good way to let us down. Let's burn Ustream like a witch. Let's pretend that Ustream is a witch, and we will burn her. Okay?
I am not pleased. Can I get through one fucking show without Ustream taking a big old dump on me?
No. Not at all. Ever.
Okay. Sorry about that. Actually, I'm not. Ustream is sorry about that.
Ustream
should
be sorry.
Hey, Ustream, what is your website there for? To broadcast live shows on? Stop crashing! Fix your shit or get out of the business and let someone else fucking do it. Because you're obviously not doing it. Fuck. I would just once. Recently, I would like to get through a show without Ustream taking a big old dump on my face. Just once. I would like that.
I'm sorry.
Can I do that?
No.
Could you please do that?
No.
Unfucking believable.
Maybe you should sacrifice something to the Ustream.
Someone didn't
gods.
Pray. Someone didn't pray. That's all I'm saying.
Last time we prayed, it crashed anyway.
No, because Red Fox didn't pray. That motherfucker.
God damn you, Red Fox.
I'm going to blame it on him.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for that story. Basically, perv smoked some weed and raped a 13-year-old. Fantastic.
Woo-hoo.
I hope they spin it like that, too. Man smokes weed, goes crazy, rapes 13-year-old for a year.
Right.
Right, dude. Right.
That's fucked.
All right. Well, let's talk about abusing 4-year-olds, shall we?
Yes.
All right. A Lewis McChord soldier has been charged with assault after he allegedly held his 4-year-old daughter mostly underwater.
Oh, yes.
Why?
She's crying.
Because she could not recite the alphabet.
Cool.
Charging papers equated the technique to torture. Ooh. So, you're 4. Should you know? Do you know the alphabet by 4, like normally? Or is that...
Well, you don't even start preschool till you're like 5.
Is it? Okay, so you should maybe know the alphabet?
No, probably not. Not
if I knew,
you're being taught it when you're at home.
If I knew daddy was going to hold my head underwater, I'd fucking learn it. I'd learn that shit real quick.
Probably.
Like, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Please don't hit me.
I know, right? You just kind of mumble it. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
I know. Big Fat Tony says, Father of the Year award goes to... Father of the Week. Probably this guy.
Yeah.
Lewis, the incident came... I almost read that again. The incident came to light January 31st when Joshua Tabor's girlfriend called cops, said he was walking around their neighborhood wearing a Kevlar vest, threatening to break windows.
Okay.
PTS, perhaps?
Probably, dude.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'll have to ask Josh about that.
When officers arrived, Tabor's girlfriend told them that she and Tabor, who's 27, had just had an argument and that he beats his daughter. Officers found the girl hiding in a locked bathroom and covered with extensive bruises all over her body, including her ears. How do you bruise ears?
Right?
That's fucked up, dude.
That is fucked.
Quote, once she spoke to officers, she was articulate and told us right away, Daddy did this.
Oh, wow,
dude. And then Daddy beat her fucking ass.
Bitch, what?
You telling on me?
That's fucked up.
The girl told officers that her father hits her, and she also said he would fill a sink, lay her on her back, and put her head into the water until the water was up to her eyes. That's fucked up, dude. That's like waterboarding.
Yeah, it is, dude.
According to Stencil and charging papers, Tabor told officers he used the water technique as a way to have his daughter learn the alphabet. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's real good.
He felt she was academically behind for her age, and it was his way of trying to get her to learn. Well, once a soldier, always a soldier, I guess, right?
Yes. Did this dude have been in the army or the military or some sort of whatever?
Yeah, he was. That's what it says. Yeah. Soldier. It worked on the Taliban. They learned their ABCs like that. What the fuck? Figure it out.
You learn English.
No shit. That's so fucked. Charging papers say he did not act as though he felt there was anything wrong with this form of punishment. Prosecutors also allege he would force his daughter to sit in urine-soaked clothes, quote, until he gives her permission to change as punishment for wetting herself.
Good.
She's 4.
Yeah, right?
Wow, guys. Wow.
That's, America.
That's fucked up.
He said the officers called Child Protective Services and a foster family took the girl to a hospital to make sure she didn't have serious injuries. The girl had been staying with Tabor for 6 weeks. Tabor and the girl's mother, who lives in Kansas, had been hit-a-head-a-herda, involved in a lengthy custody battle, and were supposed to share custody. The girl was to stay with each for 5 months. 5 months here, 5 months there.
Yeah.
That sucks, especially that at suck. That age.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you maybe you shouldn't have had the kid then.
Probably.
Or tough it out with the bitch.
Or drowned it in the sink.
Or, yeah, why halfway drown it?
Yeah.
Go
all
for
the
gold.
Way. If you're going to do it all the way.
Don't
now the
be a
kid's
pussy.
Like permanently scarred and damaged and shit.
Go for broke. That's all. The child had been raised by her maternal grandmother, who lives in Montana.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap. Since she was born, Stancil said the grandmother already has filed papers to regain custody. According to Stancil, Tabor wouldn't let the girl talk to her grandmother and took away a stuffed animal she sent. That's a dick thing
That's
to do.
That's mean.
Like, your grandmother sent you a teddy bear and your dad took it away and then tried to drown you?
That's fucked.
Police have since let her speak to her grandmother and return the stuffed animal. Oh, well, all is fucking well then, isn't
Woo!
It? She still don't know her alphabet, I bet.
Right?
quote,
alphabet?
She wanted to go back to Montana, Stancil said. When we let her talk to her grandmother, she was so excited, she was crying. Stancil said Tabor's girlfriend might also be charged in the case. Yeah?
Maybe letting it happen, you
Exactly.
Think?
How can something go on for a month and a half and she not know anything about it?
Kid was covered in bruises and shit.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up, man. That was... That there's no excuse for that shit unless she was just a rancid cunt. But
it's like,
you're 4. Unless the only reason you're a rancid cunt at 4 is if your mom is a rancid cunt.
This is like Mommy Dearest, but Daddy Dearest.
Kinda, huh?
You haven't seen Mommy Dearest, have you?
Not yet.
Oh
nope.
Man,
not
you need to see that
yet.
This is like that.
Well, speaking of setting good examples for your children, a man who killed his ex-partner tried to hack off her head in front of her chitlins.
Sweet.
Benjamin Cooper, 35, stabbed Claire Marshall to death at her home last year in Manchester, UK. A blood-soaked Cooper then drove to the home of his 64-year-old stepfather and attacked him with a meat cleaver. The beaver cleaver coming through. Woo-woo! That sucks, dude.
That's fucked.
On Monday, he admitted man's laughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility and attempted murder. The court was told he suffered from a severe psychiatric illness called completely nuts and had suffered psychotic delusions that this chick, the mother, was trying to kill him. That's not real, dude.
Yeah, no.
Was she a witch? She put a spell on you because you're mine. I don't care of the things that you do when you're moving on.
Oh, God.
In a statement to police, her daughter, who cannot be named, of course, said she knows Cooper was not talking much when he arrived at her mother's house. What?
How the fuck do you pronounce that damn screen name?
Triptych?
Yeah, Triptych.
Sound
no
it
more
out.
Wire hangers!
No more wire hangers!
That's from Mommy Dearest.
Nice, really?
Yeah, you need to see
Am
that.
I the... Oh, Triptych.
Triptych, okay.
I
thank
thought
you,
tyke.
Triptych.
Why didn't you correct me for like the last 20 episodes? I've been like Triptych, Triptych, Triptych. Thanks.
Just call him Triptych.
Triptych.
But yeah, no more wire hangers.
Is that a...
Yeah, that's from Mommy Dearest.
Because of the abortion?
No, like the daughter has like these little plush like fabric hangers she's supposed to put all her clothes on, and she like hung something up with wire hangers. Her mom was like, "I told you no more wire hangers," and like, oh, it's so crazy. I don't know. It's a good movie.
That's funny.
You need to see it. It's old, and you know, it's. I don't know when the fuck it was made. It was made a while back, but It was really traumatizing when it first came out. My mom and dad watched it. They're like, "Oh my fucking god!" You know, and like I watched it. And I was like, "Oh, I love you, mom."
That's funny.
You know, like every kid that watched it was like, "Oh god!" And the worst thing to say to your parent back then was like, "Okay, mommy dearest," and they'd be like, "Whoa!"
From the movie,
yeah.
That's
and
funny.
Like, I would do that to my mom, and she'd be like, "Whoa! You want me to be like mommy dearest?" And I'm like, "No,
no, not at all.
No,
please."
Oh man. So yeah, you should. If we can, we gotta download that.
All right. The statement said, quote, "He was looking scary. Then he got a penknife out. He started to cut her throat. It was all a blur. I was running around like a headless chicken. Then he jumped off her and ran to the kitchen to grab a knife. I tried to stop him and reason with him. He pushed me away, and he held the knife up to me. I ran out of the house with my sister to the neighbor's house to get help for my mom. The court was told the mother of three was pronounced dead by paramedics after the Crown Prosecution Service said was an attack of the, quote, utmost savagery. She had suffered 21 wounds to the head, neck, shoulders, knees and toes, 12 to the right arm, 8 to the left arm, with lesser injuries to the lips and mouth and vagina.
Probably. And the anus.
Pathologist Dr. Brian Rogers told the court, quote, "I can think of no explanation other than the offender was trying to cut off Claire Marshall's head."
That's awesome.
The beaver cleaver steamer beaner. Yeah.
What?
That's fucked, dude.
That is so awesome.
That is so crazy. All right, and the last story here, one I hold true and close to my heart.
Is it baby killing time?
An intellectually disabled woman was found wrapped
in
sheets.
That's right. Your favorite are the window lickers. Mine are baby killings.
She was found wrapped in sheets, wearing an incontinence nappy, and weighted down by an 11-kilogram rock in the South Auckland River. Fuck yeah!
Yes.
Woo! Joseph Proud, 47, and here, Tainakenanga, 53, have gone on trial at the High Court in Auckland, charged with the man's laughter of Patricia Joseph. The body of Miss Joseph, who's 37, was found partly submerged by a father and son as they kayaked in the Wairo River, Clevedon. It was wrapped in pieces of cloth and weighted down with the rock.
Nice.
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
I do.
Dead retards. He also pleaded guilty to, Proud pled guilty to a second man's laughter charge during the same time period of causing her death by denying her medical care and the necessities of life. Those bare necessities, those simple bare necessities that retards can't seem to get for themselves. You got those bare necessities, those simple bare necessities that retards can't seem to get for themselves.
Woot.
Thank you. Good night.
Well, that's doing us a solid. One more retard down.
I know, right?
Another
one more down.
$7 billion
more to go.
And another one down. And another one down. And
another retard gets drowned with a rock. She used a bigger rock. Huh? What did you learn?
Block.
What
Jesus.
Did you learn? She must have been a witch. Witches float in water.
You need to, like, get a trash bag, cut her up in pieces.
Did you know that?
Cinder blocks. Okay.
Witches float in water. Interesting.
Huh.
See, you'll learn something new every day. So, quote, "She was beaten, and as a result, she sustained injuries, the extent of which left her unable to walk from where she lay in the bathroom. She said each of the accused blame each other for the assaults in the bathroom." It wasn't one of those, "He did it, she did it, he did it, she did it, she did it, he did it.
You
wasn't
did
me.
It.
He said, she said." She said each of the accused blame each other. Quote, "What is clear is that each knew she was unable to move from that location and stayed there for 3 to 7 days. Miss Joseph wouldn't have been able to move or get up and needed medical help." Yeah. The court heard Tenekanaha placed an adult nappy on her because Miss Joseph continued soiling herself and flies were being attracted to her dying body.
Well, maybe you're supposed to take care of that.
I don't know if maybe you guys are a little on the window licker side as well, but when our souls leave our bodies start to stink, and that is no good.
No, that's pretty foul. All
right, well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Errata Toys is going to send us the link to a download torrent for Mommy Dearest. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead and just email info@thejamhole.com with that. Appreciate it.
Fucking A. Well, you need to watch that. That's an educational film.
I will.
This is, okay, if we have children, This is our parenting guide. Okay? This will be our parenting guide.
No shit.
Just saying. Because then they'll be taken away, like, soon.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm good.
Nollies and Dead says, should have used some OxyClean on that corpse. Or
fucking
OxySilver.
A. Oh.
That would have kept it the flies off it, at least.
It'd have turned blue.
Fucking A, it would have. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 308, of course. TheJamHole.com is where all our shit's at. Like I said before, I'm trying to put... I got beats on layaway. I'd like to purchase them before, you know, next year. So TheJamHole.com/donate/store. Help us out. Plus, the server bill is due again. So if you guys could help me take care of that. If you guys like the fast fucking download speeds and the fast site and all that shit, it's very expensive.
And the awesomeness we put out.
Yeah. TheJamHole.com/donate/store. Definitely
that?
Help us out. We got Jamhole Church stickers. We got
out
an old hip-hop album I made with ripped-off beats, because that's how I roll. I jack fools. TheJamHole.com/YouTube. Dana's coming to Dodgeball tomorrow, so we're going to make a couple little videos of me and Tyler actually playing this time instead of us doing
I'm
the filming.
I'm going to zoom in on your balls.
Oh, I'll get my balls out. I'll wear some hot shorts
Dude, wear some of those skimpy shorts. Dude, I got the pair of orange shorts in there, my little booty shorts. Can you wear those?
I can sure fucking
try. With your
junk
hanging out one side and
I'll hang a nut out each side, and
dude,
I'll let my nuts catch the balls. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, you
That's
gotta like constantly bend down and squat. Just constantly squat.
Just like all over the place?
Yeah, just do it.
Like freaking fools just out
bending,
with my big old nuts.
Bend in and squat.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley. We're sitting pretty at number 17 right now in comedy, so that's pretty sexy.
Fucking A.
Definitely make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. There's a big old subscribe button there. Give us a rating. Give us a review. 5 stars. Don't be a prick. Yeah, and other than that, we'll talk to you guys fucking Wednesday.
Yep.
We got the Twitters, the Facebooks, the MySpaces, of course, all that shit. Check it out. TheJamHole.com/links. That's where links to other people's shit is. It's not on our front page anymore because that shit was getting long. We're still doing the Form Spring thing. Ask us whatever. I've been answering. I know we're not reading them on the show anymore, but
I noticed
we answer
that on Facebook. I saw those.
Yeah, I post them up there. So yeah, definitely check that out. Good stuff there. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. See ya.
Later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.